It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be
having a great time,
you want to be
loving the fun,
you want to see all of the excitement, this is the place and we're the one. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see, come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day, come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens. Come on and see.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be.
It's where you want to be. 96.5 The Fan, Baseball with the Royals. It ends quickly.
It does. Just a brief ending, or abrupt ending, I should say, with that. So there you have it. Baseball at 3 o'clock today. Vern at 2 o'clock. And the postseason roster has come out. And I said to you, I said, I'd rather have the people who aren't on the roster than the list of who is on the roster. Because it looks like everybody made the postseason roster. I don't think there's any surprises for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the big news is obviously Vinny Pasquantino, I was told, will be in the lineup today. He's on the postseason roster.
Mm-hmm.
You got Bubich, Long, Lynch, IV, Zerpa, Ersig, Lorenzen, Schreiber, Singer, all out in the bullpen. Reagans, Lugo, and Walker, your starters in this series. Perez, Witt, Vinny, Blanco, Isbell, MJ, Pham, Renfro, DeYoung, Garcia, Gurriel, Frazier, Hampson, Massey, and Freddie Fermin. Like, I'm looking at, like, seemingly everybody made the roster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any noticeable omissions on that? No.
I didn't see any.
I don't think so.
I looked in the replies and all I could see was just a bunch of people saying Vinny.
Okay, so nobody going, how come so and so didn't make the roster?
Not yet. Yeah. Royals also announced, obviously, that Vinny Pasquantino is going to be back. He's on the roster. Bob says he's going to be in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And then also they announced the final players of the month, Bobby Witt Jr. and Lynch IV your player and pitcher of the month in the month of September.
Yeah, so Lynch IV deserves it, man. He pitched great.
Damn right he does.
Yeah, he's pitched great. I'm excited to see what he can do in the postseason. I'm really excited to watch Cole Ragans today, though, Dusty. Mm. I mean, he's the guy.
Well, KC counters with Cole Ragans.
I'm so excited to see him go out there today and get that national stage, because I thought he probably should have pitched the All-Star game and should have been the starter, but he didn't get that opportunity.
You were looking for notable names that did not make the postseason roster this go-around. Alec Marsh, Carlos Hernandez, and Robbie Grossman all left off the roster. So
Marsh is the only one that I look at and go, okay.
So Marsh did make it. Brady Singer did make it, would be the way that I would look at that.
Yeah. I think you're right about that.
Because obviously Schreiber's going to be there. Waka, Zerpa's all going to make it. Lorenzen's on the roster, even though he left that one start. But yeah, it looks
like he pitched again a couple of days later. So
yeah, no Alec Marsh. And Alex Gold is still tweeting in all white caps.
Yeah, why is Alex screaming at me on Twitter?
I don't know.
He blamed an iPhone update because I text him as his dad. I'm like, what do you got going on here, son?
He doesn't know. But we do it every Tuesday. Start bench cut. It is brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. Text line is also there for you. 913-586-7965 is where you start bench cut.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start Bench Cut.
We're keeping it Royals related, Mac, aren't we?
That's right, baby.
Mm.
It's all about the boys in blue today, and because of that,
Let's do a couple start bench cuts with some Royals players. How about Singer, Bubich, and the aforementioned Lynch IV? Start bench cut, Bob.
I got to go with the player of the month to start, Lynch IV.
Yep, love it.
I'm going to bench Bubich, and I have no interest in Singer.
I figured.
Yeah, I would hotly trade him in the offseason. Trade him for Tyreek Hill right now.
Can he do anything to change that?
No.
Okay. Sweet.
No, because I think his trade value is going to be decent enough this offseason.
To where you just would, yeah.
Yeah, you need bats. You got some good pitching now.
Is Bubich still on a pitch count? Are we past that now? We know what his role is. So I think I start Lynch, I bench Bubich, and I cut Singer.
Same.
Yeah.
I always use the golf analogy for Brady Singer. He's the guy in the tee box. It's his first drive into the woods, and it's like, this round's over. It's like, hey, man, you still have 17 more holes to go, plus you can finish this one. You can still have a good round. It's not over because of one mishap. Singer just kind of seems like, I don't know if you can afford that in the playoffs.
Yeah, right? No, I'm with you.
We were talking his last start. It was an 0-2 count, two-run homer to a 198 hitter. I'm like, you do that in the playoffs, man. It just, you can't rally from that.
Like, what are you going to do if Brady Singer comes trotting in from the bullpen? Like, you're not going to feel good.
I'm going to have some, hopefully, the reverse psychology moment of when they put in Yordan Ventura in the sixth inning. And what was it? Brandon Moss hit that home run over the center field wall.
Yep. But I think Brady Singer, in my opinion, only gets into a game in the postseason for mop-up role.
Or maybe it's the complete opposite, and this is one of those gut-check reality moments where it's like, hey, I want to be a part of this. Like, I don't want to be an afterthought out of the bullpen. So, but I think we're all on the same page here where we start Lynch, which who'd have thought?
Yeah, you know, right? Yes.
October 1st. Yeah, you're going, man, I put Lynch out there any day of the week. Uh-huh. He's earned it. He's a left-handed arm out of the bullpen that you love to see actually execute when he needs to. And I'm glad that he got that award. I'm glad that he's found it. And Jim Halpert from The Office is a very vital person on this roster in the postseason. Moving on.
Yeah, I think Singer's just got to work on the mental midget aspect. Pete Rose, Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire. Now, I obviously couldn't watch these guys in their prime. I get to watch highlights, so I'm going to let you guys kind of go here.
Okay, so I came up with like three people that like people in baseball like hate for whatever reason, you know? I'm going to start Mark McGwire because I was in person, saw him hit a home run in 98, and it was one of the coolest things I've ever been to. Okay. He got me excited about baseball in a big way in the summer of 98. I was 21, so a lot of beer was involved, and you know, it was just one of those memorable summers of watching, like, back in the day when you watched every at bat, you know, when there were three channels. So I'm going to start McGwire. I am benching Barry Bonds, and I have no interest in doing anything with Pete Rose. He bet on baseball, and I'm not into that, man. Like, it's one thing to bet on
his
games,
team.
Bet on his team. Yeah. And I know somebody who played for him when he was the manager is like, yeah, this weird stuff with lineups would happen, and so-and-so was supposed to pitch, and at the last second he didn't, and stuff like that. And they were always wondering, like, what the hell's Pete doing? Well, now we know, so I'm cutting Pete. Now, I would lift the lifetime ban if I'm the commissioner because his lifetime's over.
Yeah. Somebody says they can't adjust the roster after the world's after wildcard round.
Yes, they can. Yes,
absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. They can. Each round, you can change the roster.
I'm starting Barry Bonds. The man got walked with the bases loaded.
True, yeah.
He was intentionally walked, I think, one time, 181 times intentionally.
Yeah.
I think it maybe not that number high, but I know at one point he hit 370 and, like, 48 home runs and never really gotten a bat because they just either walked him and when he did to get a bat, he had a home run or he got a double.
Did you ever see him play in person?
I did.
Okay, so he's one of, I think, I want to say four players in the history of sports for me that I made it a point to go see from a visiting team, right?
I went and saw him play. I got lucky enough and got dugout suites.
Nice.
So I got to see him larger than life standing on third base and I could see the veins in his arms.
That's
from where
cool.
I was sitting.
Yeah.
It was just like this. And I was like a guy in a dugout. I was like on the edge just watching and like everybody's like watch out for I'm like leave me alone I'm zoned in here. I saw Nolan Ryan's last game in Kansas City.
That would be
he
cool.
Got shelled. I saw Barry Bonds.
Tell Nolan that he'll beat you up right now.
That's fine. Hopefully he brought his leave or whatever he sponsors when he's throwing fastballs to his son in the backyard after raking the leaves. I saw Barry Bonds there, and then my dad and I made it a point to go watch Mark McGwire hit batting practice back in the old GA section, and he was hitting them where the Hall of Fame building is. Yeah. It was just a sight to see. So,
McGwire's on that list for me. Bonds is on that list for me. Roger Clemens is on that list for me. What do they all have in common?
Steroids.
Baseball
was great.
Baseball was great. Like, I mean, when Roger pitched for Houston in 05, me and my man Jim Beeman, who had the tickets, I'm going to watch Roger pitch. Barry Bonds. I was at a golf tournament in Coffeyville. Left the golf tournament early to drive back to watch Barry Bonds on a Sunday afternoon at Kauffman Stadium. McGwire, I told you, saw him hit a home run at Busch Stadium in 98. And then the fourth one is Brett Favre. I got to see him on his last kind of go around when he came to St. Louis one time.
He said you
watched
picture?
Him play. He did not, no.
He's good at sending pictures.
He really is. He's an expert at that.
Mm-hmm. Wears Crocs and a watch.
That's right.
But yeah, I would start Bonds, bench McGuire, cut Pete Rose.
Kane, Salvi, Raggins.
And so Raggins is on the list, huh? I took a player
tough one.
I took a player from the 15 championship run.
Yep. Uh-huh.
A current Royal and one that was there for both. I'm starting Salvi.
For sure.
I'm starting Salvi.
God, the next two are tough.
The next two are very tough. But I'm going to give the nod to Raggins because he's a starting pitcher. You need starting pitching. And then I don't want to do it, but I would have to cut Lorenzo Cain, I think.
Oh, man.
No way.
Well, KC counters with Cole Raggins.
I got to start Salvi, bench Cain, and cut Raggins.
Okay.
Unfortunately, because I know what those other two did in the playoffs.
True. That's a great point. And I was thinking about it from that standpoint
Salvador
as well.
Salvador Perez is the World Series MVP, and Lorenzo Cain was the ALCS MVP because nobody could get him out, and he did it against Baltimore.
Right.
And then Reagan's, I just don't know yet. It's not unfair to him, just the fact that he hasn't started a playoff game, and I haven't seen it happen yet. But, God, Salvi in the playoffs just is a different animal, and Lorenzo Cain was, as Vern used to call him, the straw that stirred the drink.
Yeah, he was.
One of my favorite Royals ever. If this was no one other than Salvador or Bobby, I'd start Lorenzo.
A very impressive man. That's what I'll...
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Leave it that. Lorenzo Cain's a very impressive man.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.